Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this fabulous October 27th, it is Wednesday, 2010. We are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today we have tailgating tips in 30 minutes dedicated to giving you the financial tools you need to get through your week. And I am so excited. And shame on Kristen for picking this topic because I'm so hungry now because of thinking about tailgating and reading all of this stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. And it's only 10 o'clock in the morning here in Arizona. Holy smokes. What am I going to do for the next hour and a half as I patiently await lunch to come? So football is in full swing, and that means so is tailgating. How do we get an edge on tailgating this holiday or this football season when money's tight? What do we do? How do we make that happen? Well, there are several ideas we'd like to share with you, plus some cool recipe ideas and stuff that you may not realize is as inexpensive as it is to be able to produce and have great potluck-type tailgating food and fun. So I guess some of the ways that you can start saving money when it comes to tailgating is, first off, carpool for the whole deal. That'll save you gas right out of the gate. And when it comes to tailgating, you want to look for deals that are available to you as an alumni. If you check with your college alumni association for game day deals, many groups offer tickets, buffet, and alcohol combinations, and then you don't even have to go through the expense of setting up and dragging all of your own stuff. It might be an inexpensive kind of deal. Vanderbilt alumni, for example, can get a $48 special to cheer on their Commodores, and it includes a game ticket, food, soda, and beer, the beverage of choice for tailgaters. So if you're looking for a combo deal and it's just you, that might work, or you and a friend, that might work to save you some money. However, if not, if you've got a family to feed or a group that you are traveling with and that isn't an option, you can plan ahead. If you think in terms of finance when it comes to your tailgating and create a budget that you can stick to when it comes to tailgating, the longer time you have to prepare, the easier it will be for you to save money. One of those things is completely plan out your menu. Once you have that menu in hand, then on many of the items, when you know what the size crowd you're cooking for, you can always go shopping and buy in bulk. And that will help when it comes to all of your main ingredients and the ever-popular barter tool, beer. Yes. If you are flying solo, one way to score food is to barter for it. And nobody likes anything better than an ice-cold beer when it comes to bartering. And when someone's thirsty, you'd be surprised at what brats and snacks and all kinds of things you can come up with just by trading a few beers. So that's one way to do it. Now, if you have plenty of time in mind, one of the greatest things that you can do is stock up when the season changes and buy supplies, your staple items like napkins and color-coordinated paraphernalia in your particular team's colors. You can get a smoking deal because once the tailgating season is over for football, a lot of the stores like to clean out that area and put holiday items in place. So one of the great things that you can get, especially like end-of-summer things when people kind of stop grilling, you can get charcoal, inexpensive grills, lighter fluid, all those staple items you'll be able to buy on discount. Plus things like trash bags, plastic wrap. If you shop the sales and plan ahead for the whole season, it's easy to store these items, and you won't have to buy them last minute. And, you know, buying charcoal at a convenience store because you don't have any or you forgot to fill up will cost you almost twice as much. Now, another rule of thumb before you get started, before we get into all of the good stuff, because it's the food that I want to start talking about for reals anyway, is to be practical and limit yourself. Make sure that when it comes to tailgating season that you don't go overboard. Making a ton of food that's perishable, only to chuck it before you get home, costs more money in the end, even if you saved to do it. So you want to make sure that you're planning appropriately and that you're not over-planning, over-buying, over-preparing just to waste it, because that costs you in the end when you can't save it. And especially if you are a season ticket holder and a regular tailgater, then you definitely want to make sure that you're planning appropriately, because you want to be able to stretch that tailgating dollar as far as possible, especially if you have to do it every single weekend. Now, I'm about ready to start on the fun, but first, I have to tell you that if you prepare food versus buy it already prepared, you can save some serious coin. Plus, you can get all the flavors you like. You know what's in it. That's the key. You know what ingredients you're putting in. So if you want to have wholesome food and not fast food, so if you want slow food that's wholesome, good for you, good for your wallet, and good for your family's nutrition, then you got to do your own meals. You got to prepare. So with all of those budgeting ideas in mind, we are going to join. We're going to pick back up in just a moment because we need to have the word from our sponsors. And what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to talk about what's been driving me nuts all morning are these tailgating recipes. So we have so much more coming up for you on today's Tailgating Tips Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, talking tailgate tips today on Wednesday's show. We have so much more in store coming up for you. Stay tuned for more right after this.
This is John Nowicki with LCM Capital Management, where we are changing the way the world invests. What we do is create financial plans tailored to each individual's risk parameters and retirement goals while eliminating all the additional costs and hidden fees that are associated with money management. You can contact me, John Nowicki, at LCM Capital Management at 312-705-3013. And look forward to a happy, healthy retirement with low costs and low fees.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis. K-I-N-E-S-I-S Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Have you seen commercials for agencies that want to charge you a fee to settle your debt? Did you wonder if you could trust them? My name is Kenny Goldie, and I'm here to tell you you don't need to pay anyone to settle your credit card debt. You can call your bank directly and do it yourself for free. How do I know? I did it. I reduced my own credit card debt from over $200,000 to zero, and I want to tell you how in my book, The Do-It-Yourself Bailout. Visit SettleYourCreditCards.com. My readers have settled nearly $1 million in credit card debt by themselves, no agencies, no fees, and you can too. Go to SettleYourCreditCards.com and read the Do-It-Yourself Bailout.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Tailgating Tips on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am your money mentor for the Wagon Hall. And I'm so now that I'm looking at some of this stuff. So let's talk about saving money on tailgating items. Now, you don't realize exactly how much money you can save when it comes to tailgating and making food yourself. So, is anybody like deviled eggs? I love deviled eggs. And I'm looking at this. You will not find a cheaper tailgating snack that will be a super big hit with your fans. They're tasty. And guess how much they cost? 9 cents a piece. Yeah, that's it. It's a game day classic. And it's the perfect finger food, high protein. And for an extra touchdown, you can use fresh chives to create the look of football laces across your deviled eggs. Wouldn't that be cool? Make them all little fancy little footballs. Isn't that clever? I thought so. All right, where on earth can you go get a piece of chicken for 65 cents? Where? Well, if you tailgate and you bring your own fried chicken, you're about 65 cents a piece, and you make it ahead of time, so you don't have to feel guilty, and boy, that sure beats the pants off of a $10 bucket of chicken any day. Plus, you know, you can use grandma's special recipe, so that's always a good alternative. Now, if you know in advance that you have time, hamburger and tri-tip are super awesome, and you could slow cook these things. And you can make all sorts of stuff. You can have, pulled beef sandwiches. You could do, you know, barbecue beef sandwiches. You could do so many different things if you just had some time and just slow cook it. So it's a low maintenance kind of deal. You just throw it in the deal with the seasonings, and then voila, it's ready for your tailgating madness. Snacks are always, you know, on people's mind. Everybody likes something sweet. So how about some mini chocolate chip cupcakes? They're mess-free, and when you do the mini size, like a little bite-sized deal, so, you know, it's not like you're committed to a whole cupcake, a whole big cupcake, if that's an issue for you. And you can show your team spirit by putting colorful cupcake liners that match your team's colors and using frosting and color-coded candies to also zip up the deal and show your team spirit. Now, a cheesy spread is a tailgate staple. And a cheese and Guinness spread that you can make in advance with vegetables and chips to dip in, you'll be scoring some big points. You'll want to make your spread in advance because you probably need about 4 hours for it to chill up and be at the right texture to be able to last throughout your tailgating efforts. And but that's all you need, though. About 48 cents for that. That's a smoking deal. I mean, who knew that you could save so much money on tailgating with these types of items? Everybody loves a good potato salad, and after a pickup game of football, you can fill your team up on a hearty potato salad. 65 cents a serving. Can you beat that, 65 cents? Now, this one sounds so good to me, and it's making my mouth water. And probably as torture, I should make Kristen put all these recipes up on the website just to torture her back, because this is such a delicious episode. How about a bacon black bean dip? 85 cents a serving. By adding bacon, it mixes up your average black bean dip. And because it's a room temperature deal, it's not going to go bad sitting in front of the TV set for everybody to dip on. So I think that that's kind of a pretty cool deal. Now, how about a sweet and salty combo? All right. Caramel, popcorn, and peanuts. You know, I remember the days at Cracker Jacks. Make your own, and about 42 cents a pop. Put them in their own little individual size snack bags, and you're dialed in. How about coleslaw? Does everybody like a slaw dog? I am all about a quality coleslaw on my hot dogs. And as burgers and dogs come off the grill, you can serve it as a side or right on the dog. Buttermilk coleslaw can go for about 91 cents. So that's a smoking deal. There's so many great recipes that we found all over the internet. And, you know, you can make your own trail mix with the Chex cereals and pretzels and stuff for about a fraction of what you would pay to go buy that stuff. Dill dip you can do for about a dollar. And you can ditch greasy potato chips and bake your own pita chips instead and save even more money. How about white chocolate cherry cookies at about 52 cents a pop? That's some great stuff. So with some advanced planning, you could probably turn out a pretty killer tailgate. And you can churn these out week in, week out, and save some dough. We'll be back in a minute to give some final tips and talk about this week's upcoming show. You are listening to Tailgating Tips on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Tailgating Tips on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Anna Wagenhalls, and it's so good to have you here on this very tasty episode. I am so hungry after looking at all these pictures of all of this stuff. So some final tips to make your tailgating a success. In addition to buying in bulk, carpooling, not going overboard, planning your menu in advance, you can do a couple other things to lighten your financial burden. One is make your tailgate a potluck and not have to be the only person to bring stuff, but have other people who are participating bring stuff too. A major expense that you can cut out is the beer, and if you bring the food and someone else brings the beer, that can save you some cash too. And some final thoughts on preserving all of that and transporting all of that fabulously tasty delights to the tailgate. You want to bring a couple of coolers. Even though it's chilly outside, organization is also key, and you want to bring a couple of different coolers. One, you'll want to have water and ice and other beverages that you'll have, like juice drinks and sodas and things for the kids. And then in a separate cooler, use that for all of your food items, especially any meats or things that have yet to be prepared. If you're going to be grilling out at the tailgate and you have raw meats that need to be properly cooled, don't take for granted that the cold weather will do it for you. The sun's rays are so powerful, and even on the coldest of days, that ultraviolet light can heat up and taint or damage some of your meats. And if you want to be able to have a successful tailgate, you certainly wouldn't want it spoiled from some foodborne illnesses where people are missing the game because they are hitting the porta potty. So that's not a good thing. But anyhow, that's tailgating on the cheap, cheap, cheap. Those are your tailgating tips from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. This week, we have take emotion out of the picture in our Keys to Riches. And this is a quintessential key. Because for those of you that joined us at the beginning of the season, we've come so far. We've decided to accept responsibility. We've put on our big boy or big girl pants and said, you know what? I'm going to attack this money thing head on. We created our goals. We've begun our assessment. And we're aware of what we need to know financially. And last week we learned to identify what it is that we know and what we need to know and decide how much of it we want to learn and what we want to delegate in our Knowledge is Power, Not Knowing is Power episode from last week. If you haven't listened, you need to. But this week is important because one of the things that goofs us up are our emotions. And it's a silly notion, and I believe it was Aristotle who said that we're men and women of reason first. And we're not. We are emotional creatures that use reason and logic to justify our behavior. So knowing that we're driven by emotion, as opposed to influenced by emotion, but driven by quality thoughts, what we need to do is figure out how do we dissociate ourselves. You know, when we manage our business finances for companies that we work for, it's real easy to make necessary budget cuts, make changes, put more resources in another area, in one area than another if it's not serving us. But when it comes to our checkbooks and our own wallets, we just can't do it. My father used to say, I can manage a multi-million-dollar company, pull it from the red back into the black, and that's what he did. He went and visited all the ailing plants and was the guy that had to right the ship when it went off course. But he would say, I can't manage my own checkbook. And we're going to explore this Saturday why we can't. I mean, we know that we're not, but do we really know why it is that we don't manage our money and that we allow our emotions to drive what we do? If more of us ran our personal finances like we run businesses for our employers, we'd be a whole lot better off. But why can't we do that? Well, we're going to explore that on this Saturday's show and talk about why. Now, in case you hadn't listened to this past episode, it was pretty fabulous. And we have a knowledge checklist on our website as our featured strategy for last week. It's moved into the premium member side, but if you haven't had a chance to sign up for and take advantage of all the resources that we have on our website, I encourage you to take a moment now and go ahead and do so. Surf over to www.unlockyourwealth.com. Right now, drop everything, unless it is that slaw dog that I was thinking about. Then you can go ahead and hang on to that and just type with one hand. But you need to surf over to the website, unlockyourwealth.com, and check out the resources. You need to sign up for your key membership. Claim your complimentary membership today. I'm doing that at no charge to you, so you can get even more value out of this week's show. It is a companion. The website is our companion to the radio show to give you what we talk about here concretely, where you can read it, see it, touch it, feel it, download it, reuse it, all of that good stuff. And claim your key membership. Sign up for the weekly electronic magazine with all of the latest tips, tricks, tools, and information we discuss here on the show, plus the chance to win our trivia question where you can win even more free swag and cool stuff. But most importantly, start utilizing the resources that we have made available to you. It's what you need to survive financially. Create immediate financial wellness today and get on that path to financial independence for you and your family. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. I hope you enjoy the tailgating tips as I have. I'm inspired. I'm going to go boil some eggs right now because I want some deviled eggs in my favorite team colors. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to tune in Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Here's to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and you make it a great day.